Hello everyone, welcome to Stand on Truth number 32. Well, we've just come back from the Basking Ridge Science and Practice of Spiritual Healing, and I have never experienced a group consciousness as high as the Basking Ridge group. So thank you very much everybody who was there. Your consciousness contributed to one wholeness of consciousness that was truly the deepest and purest I've ever experienced in a group. And the results of that, the evidence of that, are pouring in. There are many beautiful accounts of what we call healing, the revealing of harmony where there was some form of disharmony. And that will continue now as the Basking Ridge group continues to maintain that degree, that purity of spiritual consciousness. Now, one of the aspects we spoke of was what to do when you are in trouble of some sort or another. And certainly the other side of the coin of the beautiful experience we've had in Basking Ridge is many, many, many emails and telephone calls coming in asking for help with some kind of trouble. So I want to make today's call about that. Bring in the consciousness that we experienced at Basking Ridge and share the method, the consciousness that indeed reveals the solution, the tangible solution to any type of trouble, whether it be of health, of wealth, of security, of relationship, of community, of country. Any kind of trouble whatsoever can be revealed and infallibly is revealed when the purity of consciousness is experienced as harmonious, as healthy, as plenty. Even so-called insurmountable problems, even so-called extremely urgent, or even problems that seem to be too late to save, to find a solution to, are infallibly seen to be harmonious. The spiritual solution infallibly appears when the purity of consciousness is experienced. So let's go through this today. Let's bring the consciousness as a gift here today to anybody who would like it. And let me say right now that I think the way the message is pouring through today, I would like all of us to give this MP3, this audio, this message, and we'll get the transcript done as quickly as we can, away free to as many people as would like it. Let's not put a price on this one, because I think the message coming through is so important for all of us who are reaching up, all of us around the world, without limit, to receive this as a gift and to witness their harmony, their love, whether it be the love that is their body, their health, their happiness, their relationship, their success and prosperity, their security, whatever it might be. Let us give this away as a gift to all and any who would like it. And let us do that individually. You and me freely give this away to all who would like it. And that's, I think, the least we can do after the beautiful, beautiful experience we all had at Basking Ridge. All right, now, you are, despite what you may be experiencing, the fullness of God, Spirit, Consciousness, I, happening as you. You are that already. And there's nothing you can do about it. However, the sense that you are not, the sense that I am not, the sense we hold or entertain of being worldly or human, material, is what seems to keep the boundless harmonies of God, of heaven, of spirit away from us. It is all about a sense of separation rather than an actual separation. You cannot be separate from the oneness that you are by definition. Oneness cannot become two-ness. You are the one happening as you. You are the whole of the infinite happening as you. And as you know, the infinite is only life, only love, without opposition, only happiness, only abundance, only safety, joy, harmony, peace. Nothing else exists but good in the whole of the infinitude. And you are the whole of the infinitude happening as you, being you individually and uniquely. The only problem, and this is true no matter what we label the problem to be, no matter what we label the problem to be, and there are probably a million labels the human being has attached to all the problems it experiences here in this earthly realm of awareness. But no matter which one we take, and no matter how serious it is, what actually it is a sense of separation from that oneness we are. Only a sense of separation, nothing else. God, spirit, consciousness, is. God, spirit, consciousness, is peace, harmony, wealth, life, love, satisfaction. God is our safety, or God is its own safety, because there is no other power or presence, God being infinite. God is our security, our home, our education, our awareness, our awakened state, our happiness, our relaxation, and everything that goes towards the outer expression and the outer fulfillment of all this perfect experience and harmony and peace. God, consciousness, I is. Not God will provide these things, but God, consciousness, spirit, the very consciousness that you are, is these great and wondrous harmonies. Therefore, you understand that God is the gift we must seek. God itself is the gift, is the harmony, is the life, is the wealth, is the love. God is fulfillment itself in all appearing forms. God is. We must get this isness, nowness, oneness into our awareness, happening as our awareness. God, consciousness, spirit, constitutes all fulfillment. God is the fulfillment in all appearing forms, as all form, infinitely, limitlessly, boundlessly, omnipresent. God is the gift. God itself is the gift we must be seeking. And the gift is now, always fully here already, now, never ever in the future, even the future that is 1 minute away. God is your good, tangibly evident now. And that nowness, that omnipresent nowness, that isness, is the gift we are seeking, is the awareness we are seeking, is the tangibility we are seeking. It is all to do with just seeking the sense, readjusting or coming back to the sense, the awareness, the realization. Any of these words are fine. But I think sense is more important than ever to realize today. We are that harmony already. The harmony you think you're needing, and certainly to human experience, definitely do need. you already are experiencing. Strange to think, isn't it? No matter what your trouble seems to be and is in human experience, let's never deny that in the human experience it certainly is that trouble, that lack, that limitation. But in truth, in actuality, in reality, you are the fulfillment now, and you are experiencing it now, funnily enough. You cannot have any other experience. However, you can be without the sense of experience. That, therefore, is what we are seeking to rise into. We're seeking to awaken to the sense, the awareness, the realization that we already are all harmony, all fulfillment, because there is no other aspect of I, of you, of me. Because you are the whole of God happening as you. Despite your sense of humanness, you are the whole of God happening as you now. Now, let's see how sense can give us the experience of separation or lack from our good. Let's suppose that we do something which we think, or we've been told, perhaps by Orthodox religion, perhaps by our parents or any other belief system the human holds within it, that we've done something bad. In the old language, we've sinned, or we've been unworthy. We've let ourselves down in some way. Now, immediately, a sense of guilt wells up within us, and we believe not only that God is now separate from us, we believe that the blessings of God, the good that are God, are not deserved by us. And therefore, we've set up our own sense of separation, and in that way, we let the blessings of God escape us. We have a sense of inadequacy or insufficiency or guilt. And in that way, we create a sense of separation or unworthiness. But it is just a sense, not a reality. Another example might be that if we are ill or if we are in lack, in poverty, in barrenness of some sort, then we accept the temptation to believe that we're separate from the goodness that God is. By definition, if we're experiencing some lack, some barrenness, some poverty, then we must be separate from that which is all abundance, all enjoyment, all fulfillment, all harmony, all peace. So we think, or we're tempted to think, that we must be separate from that good. And so now we struggle to find the presence of good. If only we can find God's presence, we think, we will no longer be in poverty, in illness, in lack, in barrenness somehow. And so we struggle, we strive, we grope around, trying to find God, trying to awaken to that God awareness that we believe will then bring us the experience of fullness. In either of these cases, it's the very sense of separation that seems to bar our harmony from our experience. The truth is this: we're never separate from oneness. We're never separate from God, from good. Even in the greatest of unworthy acts, the greatest act of cruelty or theft or atrocity of any sort, the greatest disease, the greatest poverty, or death itself. We're never separate from the fullness of God. Yes, even in what's called death itself. God is as omnipresent in any human condition, any sense of sin or disease, barrenness, lack, poverty, or death, as is the presence in the greatest affluence, the greatest life, the greatest happiness, the greatest success. Think of omnipresence. How can omnipresence ever be not present? Of course, omnipresence is always present. And when you realize that even in death, there is just as much life as there is in the greatest amount of appearing life itself, then you will begin to wake up and realize, my golly, I really have had a sense of separation, a sense that God is out there somewhere, or in here somewhere, but not easily reached, not easily experienced. Nothing can be further from the truth. Now, since we cannot ever be separate from our oneness, from God itself, from the infinite harmonies themselves, what has happened that these inharmonies seem to be upon us? It is simply because, for one reason or another, we've entertained a sense of separation from God. It is all about a sense of separation versus a sense or awareness or realization of oneness. A sense of, I am not, I need, I have not, versus a sense of, I am, I have, I am the one consciousness, I am the whole of the infinite and everything embodied in and as the infinite, here, now. That's our only problem, is the sense of separation, not any real separation. Now, in order to help us become aware of this, imagine that you're bathing in the ocean. The nature of the ocean is wetness and saltiness, and so you're surrounded and bathed in fulfilling wetness and saltiness. There's nothing you can do, or the ocean can do, to be without wetness and saltiness. Wetness and saltiness are omnipresent, we can say, as we're bathing in the ocean. These properties are, you have wetness and you have saltiness because there is no other possible experience from the ocean. Even better would be to imagine us as a wave within the ocean and realize that wetness and saltiness are our omnipresent reality because we and the ocean are one body, one presence, one activity, one property, one nature. Now, imagine that for one reason or another, and the reason doesn't matter, the reason why doesn't matter. Imagine you fell into a sense of being without wetness and saltiness. That sense felt so real that you truly believed that your experience, your body, was lacking wetness and was deprived of saltiness. Even in the midst of the sense of lack of wet and salt, realize this, there is nothing but omnipresent wetness and saltiness. The truth is that you're experiencing wetness and saltiness, and nothing in the universe can stop you experiencing it because the ocean is wet and is salty, period. It's just that your sense is deprived of the experience or the awareness, but not your experience itself. Do you see that? Your reality is experiencing wetness and saltiness right now. However, if your sense isn't there, if your sense is that you are not, then in your individual experience, it seems that you are not. Your sense is in lack, in poverty, in ill health, in disease or hate or insecurity, not ever your reality. Your reality here and now is in perfect harmony and fullness of all good. It has all the ocean's wetness and saltiness this very minute in our metaphor, and you are experiencing the fullness of it this very minute. Yet your sense is lacking the awareness of that fullness. Sense is all we're ever dealing with, never a condition, because you have all good condition now, and you are experiencing it all now. It's only the sense that lacks it, And so it's only the sense that has to awaken. Now, what do we then do if facing us right now is a problem? It could be a serious problem, it could be a minor problem, an irritating problem. It could be simply the desire to awaken to our God self, but it seems to be evasive. It seems to evade you. Now, what is the solution to this problem, no matter what it is? And how quickly can that solution be apparent? Well, how quickly is now? There is no time. There is no delay. There is no process or method. There is just now. And as the sense rises into the nowness, there is the tangibility of all harmony, all life, all plenty, all good, all safety. What is this awareness that now lifts us into the experience of tangible evidence of harmony? All harmony and wholeness is with God and of God. The secret is this: nothing we can name is God. Even though we think we know what we need, and from the human degree of awareness, we can say we do know what we need. We need a healthy body or a healed body. We need money. We need capital. We need investment. We need success. We need love. We desperately want and need a loving, joyous, true relationship. We need safety. We need security. We need a home. We need a fulfilling purpose and activity as this human sense, this human life. We need joy. We desperately want peace. So we think we know and can name our need, and we think we can name the solution. But the first thing to realize is that nothing we know is of God. God is infinite. Everything we can name is finite. All the good that is God, all the good that is your solution, your harmony, your healing, your revealed state of complete wholeness and happiness, certainly is interpreted by the human sense as concepts that we can name, forms that we can then name, activities, experiences, conditions that we can then name. But in God, in good itself, with a capital G, nothing is nameable by the human sense. Nothing. And the problem that we experience in so-called delayed healing, delayed harmony, delayed demonstration, if we want to use that word, is that we're trying to evidence, or we're trying to get spirit to bring us what we think we need. And so always in consciousness, there is this block. Because as long as we hold on to something which we think we need, a conditional circumstance, a healing or an amount, a situation that we can name, that we think we need, then we block the good that is, because the good that is unnameable. If you can name it, it isn't it, said Lao Tzu. And that may well be one of the most important truth statements ever uttered in human experience. If you can name it, it isn't it. Now let's understand that a little more. If we are naming it, that's why we're not evidencing it. If we think that praying or sitting in silence, meditating, pondering, four things we can name will bring the evidence of them, we've just discovered why we failed to bring the evidence of them. It is impossible to bring spiritual harmony into a human sense of harmony. Now, did you hear that? Let's repeat that, because that is a truth that will lift us right out of any attempt to bring human harmony to the scene, and therefore, ironically, be able to evidence all the human harmony we want. It is impossible to bring spiritual harmony into a sense of human harmony. It is impossible to bring the spiritual truth, the spiritual allness that is already what you are and what you are experiencing, into what we think is our human need or our human sense of truth or need or desire or fulfillment. We must drop all human sense of what is needed, just in the same way as a little babe, a newborn infant, doesn't have any sense of what it needs and simply trusts what it doesn't know, which is love itself, to provide everything that it needs as its interpretation of harmony, of fulfillment, of plenty. A little baby cannot name what it needs, and yet love itself, acting as the parents, provides everything that baby needs and the interpretation of everything the baby needs. In other words, it doesn't get steak and chips, it gets liquid food to begin with. It doesn't get a brand new car, it gets a rattle, and so on. The interpretation is automatically provided through the sense of human love, human awareness, for that degree of beingness which we call the infant. Now, in the same way, if we can realize that all harmony and wholeness is with God, which is completely unknown to the human sense, and that all harmony and wholeness is of God itself, in other words, of the unknown, then, as we rest in and as the unknown happening as us individually, as we seek God, spirit, consciousness, only, not for anything we can name, but for itself that we cannot name. Seek the kingdom, the great master said. Take no thought for what you need in your life, because we cannot take thought for what we need, because we don't know what we need. We think we know, interpreted in human awareness, very dark, foggy, dense degree of awareness. We think we know, but we never know. God is infinite. God is the only, and therefore the only harmony, the only presence is God itself, which is completely unknown by human sense. And yet, as that unknown is happening as this consciousness, then it appears as all human harmony, all human life, all human plenty, all human satisfaction. The secret is to seek God for the sake of God, to realize that the harmony, the wholeness, the solution you need rests with God, with spirit, with consciousness, and is of God, of spirit, of consciousness. The solution is spirit. Not for anything, but spirit itself. Spirit, God, consciousness, constitutes all harmony, all good, all wholeness, all plenty, all life. But not in any way that we can describe. We think we know what life is. We think we need a new heart, or a new liver, a new lung, a new immune system, a new skeleton. We think we need to heal or have a healing of the tumor, of the cancer, of the arthritis, of the MS, whatever we may name it. But we do not. We really don't. What we need is God itself. happening as itself, as you, as me. And as we rest, as we seek God itself, Spirit itself, consciousness itself, and as we realize that it is God, Spirit, consciousness itself, the unknown, happening as us, as we drop all sense of need, everything we can name, then we suddenly realize that here is our good. Our body is healed. Our plenty is here. Our success suddenly opens up at our feet. Because it's already here, the only mistake we've made is judging by appearance and then trying to realize what we need and trying to have Spirit come along and fulfill that need. That is impossible, and that's why it hasn't happened. Seek the kingdom of God, said the Master, and then suddenly all harmony is evident as you. All abundance, all opportunity, all love, all home, all peace, all happiness, all sense of purpose and activity is there at your feet and is free. Never an effort has to be made. Labor does not have to be made. Now experienced as your human experience, because you've given up the human attempt at knowing what is and what isn't, and you've rested in God, in Spirit, and you've left God to do the job of God. You've left the only presence to be the only presence, and suddenly here is that presence in all forms of what appears to be human happiness and human harmony. Now, secondly, after our periods of silence, resting purely as God, letting God, letting Spirit, letting consciousness be 100% what's happening as your consciousness, which we will do together in a short while here on the phone. But after these periods of silence, there's another constant awareness that you must uphold. And that is to realize only the presence of harmony. Despite appearances, we must break the back of appearances by our constant recognition that only harmony is right here. Only God is right here. Only Spirit, only infinity is right here. Only ever claim infinity. Never claim an amount. Never claim a thing, a person, a situation, a condition. Only ever claim infinity. Only ever claim the presence of God. What that means is that as we're walking around our day, as we're getting on with our job, no matter what that job is, we are constantly making sure that we insist the only presence here is God, consciousness, Spirit, infinity. The only amount is infinity. And that's the truth, the literal truth. The only presence is infinity. If you're looking at a dollar or a pound or a euro, you must constantly realize that actually infinity is right here and infinity is the only amount. Do not ever judge by appearance. Again, anything that we can name isn't it, isn't truth. And if we are not aware of truth, if our consciousness is not being kept in truth, happening as truth, by claiming only truth, then we cannot experience it. We must be an open window for truth to be evident here, and the only way that open window is open is when our consciousness is constantly claiming only the presence of truth, the presence of infinity, the presence of harmony, life, love, God, spirit, consciousness, never ever what the human sense judges. The moment we're believing or allowing ourselves to believe any human judgment, we are out of truth and can never demonstrate it or evidence it. But equally, the moment we constantly make sure we're maintaining the awareness of truth, even though we can't see it with our human eyes, perhaps, at this moment, even though it looks completely the opposite of life or love or peace or plenty or success or safety, even though we may be homeless right now, penniless right now, on our deathbed right now, even though we may have no love in our life, it makes no difference. Ignore appearance, for that is all it is, and insist on knowing the truth. The only presence here is the fullness of harmony, the fullness of peace, the fullness of home, the fullness of amount, the fullness of life. Remember what was said earlier on, even in the appearance of death, there is simply omnipresent life. And the only experience of death or appearance of death is a sense of death. In exactly the same way, the only way we could sense being dry when we're in the middle of the ocean is by a sense of dryness, a kind of unconsciousness to truth, and that is all. Our being never dies. If we're in the middle of the ocean, our being is never without wetness or saltiness. And if we seem to be, it is just a sense of lack that is the problem. In the experience of homelessness or pennilessness or a lack of love or a lack of safety, a lack of happiness, a lack of purpose, in that very experience, we are actually right in the middle of the fullness of life, the fullness of plenty, the fullness of happiness, boundlessly. And it is only the sense that we have to work on. It's only the sense that is the experience of separation or lack of it. So we must be a walking awareness, a constant walking and happening beingness of the insistence that only God is present right here and everywhere. Only harmony is present right here and everywhere. Only abundance, only purpose, only love is present right here and everywhere. And it is, the truth of it is, unknown to the human sense. The truth of it is infinite and therefore unknown to the finite human sense. And so, again, after we have spent time busy in our day, and it is now time for the next period of silence, we step back into the unknown itself. So far as we've been busy throughout our day, we have been claiming the unknown, claiming that God is the only presence, even though to all appearances we don't have much God around here. And that's the correct way to use the mind when we are not being the silence itself. But now we are going to have another period of silence itself. And now we step up into the unknown itself. So now we leave behind everything we think we need, every solution we think will bring us our saving, our harmony, our fulfillment, our healing. And we realize that all harmony, all wholeness is with God, with spirit, with consciousness. Therefore, it is completely unknown to the human sense. And equally, our harmony, our wholeness is of God, which is unknown to the human sense. It is with God, so we go now to God. In effect, that sounds dualistic, but you know what I mean. We're going in sense, in awareness, to God. We're lifting consciousness up into the unknown. And we realize that our harmony, our wholeness, is of God. Now let's clarify that. Let's do it actually together now. So we close eyes, and as best as we can manage, we now drop all sense of what we know. Everything. Just drop the entire situation that is facing you and the entire world. Just drop the whole of what you know about yourself. Become a nothingness. Become like a rag doll or a ventriloquist's doll. An absolute nothingness. No sense of life, no sense of mind, nothing you can think, nothing you can know. Just drop the entire world and the entire being that you think you know, and be a nothingness. Now, seek, which means wait for some awareness of God itself, the kingdom itself, the finished kingdom, the truth, spirit itself, consciousness itself, with a capital C. We are handing our entire being, our entire life and world, over to God, which it really is. Again, this sounds dualistic, but you know that we're speaking of oneness, but we have to lift away from this sense of a separate being and a separate world lacking in this or that into that oneness, and so we'll use that language temporarily. But never be confused. You are one as the infinite happening. I am one as the infinite happening. And we are lifting in awareness to and as that one now. And we are letting that one be the completeness of us, which it already is, eternally is. Finished kingdom eternally is the kingdom that you are. But now we'll experience it. Now we'll actually evidence it. And remember, it is something that we cannot name. So you now sit completely empty, as a void, a vacuum, a nothingness. And you completely and utterly let the kingdom, spirit, God, do whatever it is doing as you, but unnameable by you, undetectable by you in terms of being able to name what is happening. Simply sit here, silent, open, receptive, attentive. Don't allow yourself to fall asleep. Stay attentive, but as a nothingness. And in this nothingness, in this void, rushes the fullness of God, the fullness of Spirit, which, remember, constitutes all harmony, all wholeness, tangibly experienced, all life, all abundance and wealth and success, all love, tangibly as companionship and as loving relationship, all home, all activity, all peace between people, between communities, between nations, between companies, between enterprise, between labor and management. And yet, we cannot name it. We cannot detect anything we can name. And we're not looking to. We're not trying to, because we now know that God is completely the unnameable. Now, as we sit here in and as complete nothingness, ~100% letting God be God as I, letting the finished kingdom be whatever the finished kingdom wants to be, is being as I. This I that you are and I am. The closest experience we may be able to name is the experience of warmth happening within us. Peace happening within us or as us. Love or light or a sense of release from the burdens of the appearing world happening as an experience here and now within or as us. But don't try and interpret that peace as any good that you can name, or I can name. Just be happy, be completely happy with sitting as a nothingness, not trying to know anything or name anything, feeling peaceful, perhaps feeling peace happening, feeling warmth or light or a sense of release happening as an actual experience, but without name, without label, without concept. Be satisfied with God itself happening, Spirit itself happening. Thy grace is my sufficiency in all things. Yes, grace, God, Spirit, consciousness, happening without this sense of mind that thinks it knows, that thinks it can name what is and what isn't, what is needed, is your complete and overflowing sufficiency of life of the body, love of the relationship and companionship, abundance, wealth, success, plenty, overflowing, overflowing, happiness, home, purpose, peace. But Never must we seek these things. Never must we think we know or can interpret or have grace, spirit, be these things for us. And yet, always, infallibly, grace, God, spirit, happening as its purity, appears as the very substance, the very form, the very activity of utter fulfillment, utter evidence of good, the miracle of healing, the miracle of complete and utter regeneration of body or business or relationship or home. Any circumstance the human being finds himself or herself in is seen to completely regenerate, completely heal now, here and now, when we leave all sense of those named things or needs, desires, and we lift into God for the sake of God. Spirit for the sake of spirit. The unknown for the sake of the unknown. Now, I can tell you that mostly I see, and I was just as guilty of this when I was struggling in my own sense of need, but I see most people rushing back to the material sense looking for that good, and thereby making their seeming struggle or seeming lack far more apparent or far more severe. Here is the secret. Don't be in a rush to step back into the material sense, the material activity. Stay here, seeking and basking in the unknown, the effortless experience of God happening as God, as you. Spirit happening as spirit, as you, your very consciousness happening as your very consciousness. The unknown, capital C, consciousness. The unknown, capital S, spirit. Happening as your very spirit, your very consciousness. Your very consciousness is your good, evidenced here, now. But we have to rise into that sense of not knowing, the sense of the unknown, and rest there. Trust the unknown. Rest, bathe, bask, and realize how effortless it is. There's not one thought, not one word, not one physical action you need take. In fact, you must not have one word, one thought, one physical action. You must allow the unknown to be the unknown here as you. God to be God here as you, which is nothing you or I can name. Spirit to be spirit, consciousness to be consciousness here as you, which is nothing you can name. And then the miracle is evidenced. The unknown becomes the known. The unknown becomes evident as all harmony, all wholeness that we can name. But if you open your eyes and in 1 hour that harmony is not evident, that life is not evident yet in or as the body, that prosperity or wealth or investment or capital or regeneration is not evident in 1 hour, that relationship that's now suddenly turned out to be or turned into, sometimes the forms change, a beautiful, harmonious, true loving, unconditional loving relationship. If home has not appeared in 1 hour, or no matter what it may be, safety, security, peace, has not appeared in 1 hour, the only reason is that you or I haven't spent sufficient time being or letting the beingness that is God be God as us. We've turned away from the nothingness, the unknown, too quickly, rushed back to the material sense and said, where is it? We cannot dip into the unknown, into God, into spirit for 10 minutes or even an hour sometimes and then rush back for 24 hours expecting our good to appear. We must be spirit. We must make the substance of every hour spirit happening as us, which means we've risen into the unknown. We've risen into a realm of consciousness which is completely devoid of anything the human being can name. We must forego, empty ourselves of everything we think we know, everything we know of body, of life, of relationship, of home, of world, and let the purity of unknown consciousness, unnameable consciousness, be the very presence here. Now, if we find that our harmony is not evident in what we can name in 1 hour or 2 hours or by the next morning, latest by the next morning, because the harmony is here right now, is evident right now, but our sense keeps us devoid of it, then the only reason is that we haven't spent long enough being the nothingness, being the oneness, the unnameable oneness that is God, which constitutes the very good we sense is not ours. God, the unknown, spirit, the unknown, consciousness, the unknown, whatever synonym we're going to use, constitutes or is the very good. And it is what is your very being now. It's not going to produce it for you. It's not going to become it for you in 1 minute's time or 1 day's time. It is what you are now, except you've fallen into the known world, the nameable world we call human or material, and that's the one and only reason you do not experience hour after hour utter, blissful, boundless and always omnipresent harmony of everything we can name as a human mind. Everything. There is nothing but life, and yet we suffer with a sense of, and therefore an experience of, ill health, disease, accident, right in the midst of nothing but harmony and peace and life. It is simply the sense that needs to be healed, not the body. The body never needs healing. It is just the sense that needs to be healed, or better stated, revealed as the sense of God happening, the sense of reality happening, spirit happening, which is completely unnameable by the human mind. Right in the midst of war, there is just peace, harmony, and happiness. And we had beautiful, evidenced awareness of this during the Basking Ridge Science and Practice of Spiritual Healing Retreat. Utterly beautiful. We had evidence of life and love and harmony, peace and plenty, right there at that beautiful gathering. And now the consciousness of that gathering is here for all of us on Stand on Truth that were at that gathering, but also all of you who are not on the Stand on Truth calls and don't need to be if you don't wish to be. This is the free gift of the consciousness of your wholeness for you. Now, All you have to do, my good friends, is recognize that Spirit itself, God itself, doesn't have anything of the named sense of world, of body, of business, of love, of home, of safety in it. It is the unnameable. So realize that all harmony, all wholeness, the very presence that God is, that we've been seeking, the life and the plenty, the happiness, is with God and of God, and therefore that is what we must seek, and it does not have a single nameable facet to it. So rise into the unnameable and rest there. Trust it. Trust love itself. Life itself. Abundance, wealth itself. Peace, harmony, satisfaction itself. Which is not any nameable life or love or harmony or peace or satisfaction or abundance. We think it is, but there's our mistake. Life itself, love itself, abundance itself, harmony, peace, joy itself is completely unnameable. So rise into the unnameable and trust it. Rest there, seek there. Realize this. God is seeking you. You never have to seek God. Life is seeking you. Don't think you ever have to seek it. Love, abundance, joy, peace is seeking you. Just like we could say the wetness of the ocean is seeking you. You don't have to make an effort for it. It seeks you. The very presence is already there. It seeks you. Which really means your sense. If you will just relax, rest, bask in the isness, the omnipresence of the all-tangible presence, the all-tangible evidence, the all-tangible form of all life and plenty and love and peace and harmony. And be completely happy. Be satisfied with the unknown experience, meaning as you sit in utter emptiness and simply let God be God as this consciousness that you are, without being able to interpret it, without being able to say afterwards, oh yes, I realize now that my business will be prospered as complete fulfillment by tomorrow morning. That's nonsense. We can't possibly know such a thing. And yet, that will indeed be the experience if we leave it to God, to consciousness itself, the complete unknown itself, and we simply witness then the appearing forms and activities and amounts that are our complete fulfillment. We must simply witness these things as we witness the sunrise, as we witness the gentle autumn rains falling down, as we witness the leaves bursting forth on the trees, as we witness the flowers and fruits of spring bursting forth, the colours and aromas, the joy of springtime bursting forth. Springtime is now, always now, in and as your experience. So rest completely in the unknown, be completely satisfied with the unknown. Bathe in the unknown for sufficient time, which means much, much, much longer than we tend to at the moment. Be the presence of the unknown. Make yourself an empty vessel, a void, a nothingness, so that consciousness itself, spirit itself, God itself, the unnameable, can simply be whatever it is being as you, without you being able to interpret it, without you being able to name anything of it. And then the witness, the miracle is witnessed, and that is springtime bursts forth. Life bursts forth, intangible evidence as what we call the healing of the body, as what we call the complete regeneration or saving or prospering of the business or the personal circumstances, as what we call peace where there was war, as what we call love where there was hate or unhappiness or antagonism, whatever it may be. But we must simply be the witness of these beautiful formed evidences of God, never ever the creator or the understander. We must not try and understand. We must not try and interpret. We must leave it completely to the very presence of the unknown to become witnessed as the known. Now, this is the secret. If we know nothing else, but we do this, then no matter what's facing you, my friend, you will witness, and infallibly so, your solution, your healing, your saving. Even if it looks impossible to save, even if it's completely insurmountable to the human sense, intensely impossible to the human sense, or overwhelming to the human sense. Even if everything that's been done medically has been done successfully, and now there's no hope, there's no life left, it makes no difference. When you be what we've described today, then there you will discover the miracle of life, resurrecting your body, the miracle of abundance and wholeness and happiness and activity, resurrecting your business or your career, the miracle of love being evident as the most truthfully and unconditionally loving relationship. Peace, utter peace, where there was vicious war, and so on and so on. Now let's spend another few minutes together in the risen consciousness, or the risen state of absolute nothingness, resting in and as the unknown, allowing the unknown to be completely what it is as us. And therein is the miracle of life, the miracle of God, happening as you, evident as you, as me. Let's rest for 2 or 3 minutes like this. consciousness of pure spirit, pure God happening as this message rides with it. I would like to make this the gift that is given to anybody and everybody who would like it free. So we'll make sure that it's available free on the site, and perhaps all of us can freely share it with anyone who would like it. And in that way, as this consciousness and the message of it rides into and as the consciousness of the world, we can evidence wondrous, often miraculous, so-called healings, regeneration, happiness and harmony and peace. Please know, my friends, that this is all you need. You don't need another word of truth. You don't need to study anything else. You don't need to know anything else and repeat it endlessly in consciousness. All you need to do is follow the message contained here. Rest in and as your very own consciousness in the way described, and you will witness all the harmony, all the plenty, all the life and love and peace that you've been searching for all the years you have been. Thank you, thank you, thank you.